Welcome again to Through the Word, everyone. Day 3 of our reflection time here on the New Testament in a year. Today we turn back to some of Jesus' final words in the Gospels. It is the Great Commission at Mark 16, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Wow, that one never fails to move me. It is the heart of our calling. We have been commissioned to make disciples. It's right at the core of why I do this right here. It's why I spent the last year with you, because I believe daily time following Jesus together in the Word is at the heart of being and making disciples. Teaching them to obey everything I commanded you is basically what Through the Word is all about. So, is it working? Are you obeying? And as we do consider what's next for us, how can you live this out? You know, as I consider the Great Commission, I think a lot of us really overthink it. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves as Christians to go and convince people of the truth of Jesus, as if it were in our power to change minds and change hearts and make people believe. But that's not our calling. Maybe it's a lot simpler than that. Jesus called us to make disciples. Disciple simply means follower. Maybe it's just as simple as Jesus' first invitation to his disciples. Remember way back to day one when we started Mark's gospel and Jesus just said, "Follow me." And that's what we did this year, right? We just followed. Day by day, we opened the word together to find Jesus and follow him. And guess what? That was discipleship. Now, I hope it went further than your Bible time and made its way into your living. But isn't it amazing how simple the process was? All we did was open the Bible to read, and we talked about it together. But then, didn't Jesus say that the Word of God is like a seed? And isn't it amazing what God can do with a simple seed? How life can grow if it just finds good dirt, water, and sunshine? So maybe this Great Commission to make disciples is simpler than we thought. Maybe the next step for us is to keep doing this. Only on the next round, maybe you invite some others to join you. No pressure, no gospel sales pitch, just a simple invitation from a friend to do this little daily Bible thing together. You could follow the New Testament in a year. Or better yet, try out one of our 19 journeys through the whole Bible. We'll talk a little more about those tomorrow. But for now, I want you to read the passage in Mark 16 again. And then think through or write your answer to this. What does Jesus' call to go and make disciples mean to you? What do you think you should do to respond? And second, what did Jesus' final words mean to you? "Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Reflect on those, maybe write your answer, and I'll see you back here for one last day tomorrow.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.